This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
What happens when a wedge-tailed eagle loses his courage to fly and finds it again through the strength of his culture? Well, Auntie Rhonda Collard Spratt is a proud Yamaji Noongar elder artist and survivor of the Stolen Generations, has just released a children's book unlike any other. It's called Brave Young Eagle, and it's the final chapter in her beloved Spirit of the Dreaming series, which is a powerful collection that has helped kids all across the country connect with First Nations language, love, and identity. It's a story of healing, belonging, and pride, drawn from Auntie Rhonda's own lived experience. Auntie Rhonda, welcome back to Drive.
Thank you so much, Ron.
What inspired you to write Brave Young Eagle?
Well, when I started to write, I had, in my mind, I decided to write something else, but this came out. I felt as though I was being guided by the ancestors, and it's a reflection on my life and many Stolen Generations lives, and also for people who are in foster care children. And it's about reconnecting to your family, to your culture, to your country, to your language. And by doing this, it gives you self-belief in yourself. It fills your heart and spirit, which has been empty. So it's about reconnecting and walking strong in your true identity.
What's his name? Is it Wagadu? Is that how we say it?
Wagadu.
Now,
Wagadu's
journey, it's all about losing and regaining his courage. Yes. How closely does that story mirror your own experiences?
Well, I was stolen at three, and my sister was a baby, and placed in dormitories. We had 10 dormitories. And we didn't receive love. No one ever hugged me till I was from 3 years old to 21. So it's about nurturing your heart and your spirit. So I grew myself up virtually. All they wanted to do, the missionaries, was to save our souls. But through knowing that I am Aboriginal, we are connected to the sacred land. And the love I used to get was from a gum tree. So I used to run out into the bush and climb up a gum tree and hug the gum tree, and I knew that tree was deep into Mother Earth with her roots deep down and her branches high up in the sky. So I felt safe sitting up in the gum tree with the cicadas and the ladybugs and the birds. And I used to crush the gum leaf, and I felt at peace away from the chaos of the mission, just sitting out in the bush, being one with nature. So that was part of my healing as a little girl, without the love of my mother or my father. And that's how I survived being in the mission, knowing that we do belong to this place, to this earth, to this country, and we have an ancient connection that goes right back over 65,000 years. So it was about me, because I learned the language of the other children in the mission who had contact with their family, who grew up with them and had culture and had language. Because I grew up with English, I grew up with Bible stories, but I am strong in my heart and spirit now for what I've experienced as a stolen child. I'm 4 generations stolen, not just one child. My mother, her siblings, my grandmother, all her siblings, my great-grandmother, her siblings, on both sides. So it's a story of resilience, of strength, of survival. And Wagadu, the baby eagle, went through all those experiences.
Now, you mentioned about your healing journey in terms of getting out in nature, particularly with the tree that you're talking about. In this book also, we see that children, it helps let their spirit fly. How does flight and freedom fit into the context of healing as well?
Well, when you reconnect and find your true spirit and your true belonging, because I grew up with no sense of belonging.
Mm.
And when you finally make that contact and to know that you fit somewhere, you belong somewhere, you are seen, you are heard, it just makes your heart and your spirit soar like the Wedgetail Eagle. Like today, I teach out at Bremer High School in Ipswich. I've been there 10 years and I've been feeling down before I went to school because of some comments on Facebook about this book. And I went to the school with our children and I left there feeling lifted because all the kids just came and hugged me, and the Aboriginal kids and the non-Aboriginal kids. And so now I'm feeling really good in my heart and my spirit is soaring like the Wedgetail Eagle. And we want all kids to know that feeling, to know that they do belong and there is a future for them in this country. And we want them to have that confidence, have that good, healthy mind, heart and spirit, and that cultural connection as well, because that gives us the strength. And that's how I found my strength to survive, because when I was 16, because no one loved me, I didn't love me. They said Jesus loved me. And I tried self-harm, and now I self-heal myself and I've got self-love. And that's what we need all our young people of Australia to know, this, that they matter, that there is a place for them here. Because we've got the highest suicide rate on the planet for our people. And it breaks my heart because, you know, we need them to have hope. We need them to know that they are needed. Because during the no vote, I lost 9 young people to suicide and my blood relations. So we need our young people. They are our future, you know?
Mm.
All our young people are our future, Aboriginal, non-Indigenous, everybody who called this place home now. And we need to walk with the spirit of reconciliation, of acceptance of our shared history. Because since 1788, this is our shared history, with the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we must come together and listen through stories, through communication, and get to know each other. That's how we learn, and that's how we pass on knowledge through stories. It's our ancient ways, and it's never failed us before. So, but now it's in books, and it's there forever before us to tell stories under a gun tree, on the red earth, with a stick, and the wind and the rain would wash it away, but now it's in books forever, for all people. And the messages in all our books are ancient teachings which still fit in a modern society. Like the first book we wrote was Grandfather Emu and How the Kangaroo Got Her Pouch. And that's about being kind. The poor emu, he was blind, and he was crippled in one leg, and he was asking all the bush animals for help. The crow wouldn't help, the goanna wouldn't help, and the numbat didn't help, but the kangaroo helped. So that's how she got her pouch, because in the beginning, all marsupials had no pouches. But there was one marsupial that did not help, and to this day, she has not got a pouch. He carries her babies on her back, and that's the numbat.
That's a fascinating story, Auntie Rhonda. One thing that I really love is also the illustrations. They're absolutely stunning. They're vibrant, they're layered, they're full of meaning. Tell us a little bit about how you created the artwork for the book.
Well, I didn't know I was an artist because all my family were artists, but I'm a stranger to my family still, really. And I came to Queensland and I did an Aboriginal arts course and all this art came out of me. And now I have a visual arts degree from Griffith University, but I majored in photography. But then I just picked the paintbrush up and all this came out. I'm sitting here with bright colours, and I love bright colours. This WA is the state of the wildflowers. You see my wildflowers?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so everything I do has to be bright and represents the country in the true way. So my inspiration comes from my heart, because I don't look at anything and I feel as though I'm being guided by my mother when I paint, because she was an artist as well. and I want to reflect the true country where I grew up in Carnarvon by the Indian Ocean and the Gascoyne River, and that's Ingara country. So I learnt the Ingara language from the other children. And the Gascoyne River, where the story set, you know what they call it? The Upside Down River. Because the water runs underneath the beautiful beach. River sand is like a beach sand golden.
Hmm.
And that's my favourite place in all of the world is Rocky Pool. It never dries. And we used to go there for picnics, so we set the story right there in my favourite spot. And that whole special memories of all the children I grew up with. And I've dedicated this book to all the missing kids that ever went through that the mission there from the early days right through till it closed. So it's a story of survival, story of searching for identity, story of looking for belonging, which all human beings need, really. We need to have that feeling that we are loved, we are seen, and we do belong somewhere.
Auntie Rhonda, it's an amazing story, and I would encourage everyone to read it because, and even just look at the illustrations are amazing as well. Thank you so much. I could continue listening to your stories for hours. I find them absolutely grounding and fascinating. But unfortunately, we've run out of time because the news is coming. But thank you so much for joining us.
Can I tell people where they can buy our books?
I will definitely. We'll give the website as well where you can do that.
TheDreaming.com, and I will find it and we'll paste it to you.
Auntie Rhonda,
thank you for giving me this opportunity. It's been awesome talking to you again. Goodbye to everybody who's listening, and go well and go strong with a good heart and kind spirit. That means all that in my Yamiji language.
Thank you for sharing your stories, Auntie Rhonda. The book is called Brave Young Eagle. It's out now, and for every copy sold, there will be some funds donated to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation to support remote communities. If you want to get a copy, the website is spiritofthedreaming.com, spiritofthedreaming.com, and that is Auntie Rhonda Collard-Spratt.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.